Good morning. Now, here is something right out of left field. A senior Victorian police officer in the middle of the fight against ICE wants us to consider legalising ICE, or at least decriminalising the use of the drug ICE. He says it's a community decision, a community debate that we need to have. So let's have it. What do you think? Should ICE be legalised, decriminalised? Should it be legitimised? Well, not legitimised. Should it be made available? The suggestion comes from the head of the Geelong ICE Task Force, Senior Sergeant Tony Francis. He's raised it in a discussion with the Geelong Advertiser. And he says, this idea is so radical, it might work. He says the debate around this sort of thing has been hijacked by self-interest groups, and it needs a debate and serious debate at a community level. So, off the top, what do you think? Should ICE be legalised, decriminalised? What he is suggesting here is the manufacturing and distribution of ICE through clinics. He says that would make it safer. It would cut out what he calls the underbelly, meaning the crime, out of the industry. He says crime would drop, quote, big time, unquote, in the area of thefts, of assaults, of domestic violence. He says, when we demonise illicit drugs, we make them more desirable. If you make it clinical and you make it a health problem, you remove that underbelly and you take the money out of ICE.